Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Glad to be with you today. And I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting the program. To find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin, just go to our website, kfuo.org. Look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. Well, we're continuing the conversation this week with our staff in celebration of the one-year anniversary of Faith and Family. We're talking with the worldwide KFUO staff about their families and their family traditions and what's been important to them, who's been important and influential along the way when it comes to matters of faith. So we're going to continue the conversation with our guests today. The listener lines will not be open, but sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation. So joining me in studio today, we have two more of our staff members, Jenny Williams, assistant producer here at Worldwide KFUO. Jenny, great to have you in studio to move from the phone screener room into the actual studio today.
On the other side.
Thanks for coming in today, Jenny.
Thank you for having me.
Also joining us in studio today, we have Mary Schmidt. She is donor care coordinator and probably a manager of 1,000 other things as well. Mary, thanks for joining us in studio today.
Good to be here, Andy.
Now, for our listeners, you have to understand, these are the folks who are always behind the scenes and really reluctant to be in front of a microphone. So we have to be extra nice to them today. We had to bribe them to get in the studio today. Well, let's talk about what you do here at KFUO. Jenny, what are some of the things you do? Like probably a million things. You and Mary both do a million things here at KFUO to keep everything running. What are some of your primary responsibilities, Jenny?
A lot of my job is scheduling pastors to be on his time, to be on the Bible study that's on at 10, and helping some of the hosts with their scheduling as well.
And you also, let's not be shy, you do a ton of other things too. You screen calls, you answer the phones for our live programs. Yeah. You also organize when folks send in announcements or public service announcements, you handle organizing those as well.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
That's a lot. And then also a lot of our documentation for FCC and things like that as well. So you're a pretty busy person.
I'm pretty busy. I don't have a dull moment.
How long have you been with KFUO, Worldwide KFUO?
This month makes it 24 years.
Wow.
Long time.
And Mary, let's talk about what you do with Worldwide KFUO.
I assist a lot with Joni Harwell and her position. She's our development officer. And basically anything she needs, I get it for her and so that she can do her job very well.
Now, part of your title is, your main title, donor care coordinator. What does that entail?
Mm-hmm. I assist anyone who calls in inquiring about giving a gift or a donation to KFUO, or if they have questions in general about the shows and the programs, I help direct them to where those questions can get answered.
And we love both inquiries. We love it when people call to inquire about giving.
Yes.
We love having donors and sponsors. And so when you call to get information on that, Mary's the person you're going to talk to. And also when you have questions about programs, quite often if you send in an email or make a phone call, Mary's probably going to be the person to answer that or direct mm-hmm. that and get you to the right place as well. Well, let's talk about your family traditions. What are some of your favorite family traditions, whether past or present? As we're, you know, part of Faith and Family, we'd like to hear about what's going on in your families, whether it's past stuff or current. What are some of your favorite memories or family traditions? We'll start with Jenny.
Well, something we don't do anymore. My grandmother's house was the place to go for all of our big whatever, any holiday. Mm-hmm. And our family does family pretty big. We celebrate birthdays and we always come together and we love each other as a family, which I'm finding is rare. But my grandmother passed on, so now there's not a whole lot of places to go. I tend to be the grandmother's house often. But I don't know why. They just all seem to flock to my house, I guess. But what we used to do is just meet up, and we love playing games, and we love singing. And now it's like no matter where we meet, and we do birthdays a lot, no matter if it's a one-year-old or a 101-year-old, we all meet somewhere, and if nothing else, we sing happy birthday and have some cake. So they end up, singing at the end, not necessarily happy birthday, but we just sing something.
Now, you mentioned playing games. Is your family like a board game family or cards all or all games?
All games.
What are the favorites?
The wilder, the better. They have a game called Mafia where you have to name everybody different things, and I'm not exactly sure how to play it, but it's really, really fun. But we like Password, and we like, you know, charades, those type games, you know, and my family's very competitive.
Now, you're generally a quiet person around here. Is it is it different when the family gets together?
Pretty much. If you don't scream, you don't get hurt.
That's kind of how it is for holidays with my family, too. You half the family is really loud, and when they get together, they just try to talk over one another. Is that what it's
right.
like? Yeah, everybody trying to talk over
and
one another.
There's about 30 people at once, so it's pretty intense.
Now, games are certainly a part of the get-togethers, and this always comes up, food. Who's the key cook in the family? Who's the top cook?
Well, it used to be me, but the old gray mare ain't what she used to be, so I have assigned, you bring this and you bring that, so we have different people who have different specialties, and I always make the turkey, and I always make the dressing, but my daughter usually makes the macaroni and cheese, mm-hmm. so the rest of the stuff kind of goes with whatever we're having, but we like to eat.
Now, tell us a little bit about your family. You have, you and Kevin have how many kids?
4 children.
And any grandchildren?
I have 4 grandchildren.
Wow. And so they love to spend time with grandma as well, huh?
Yeah. I have one. My older grandson pretends he doesn't, but he loves me.
Well, Mary, let's talk about some of your favorite family traditions, both past and present. What are some of your favorite memories, whether it be from childhood or things that your family does now?
I would say most of my family's traditions kind of center around Christmas.
Yeah.
The time when everyone can get together. My family's kind of spread out between St. Louis and Wisconsin. And so Christmas was the time when everyone agreed, we'll all come back for Christmas. And for a very long time, every Christmas was at my grandma's house. And everyone would buy individual gifts for each person. But of course, as people grew up and had more children, it became a very expensive tradition, especially with, how many were there? 16 grandchildren.
Oh, my.
And then, of course, people started having great-grandchildren. So we kind of changed things up a little. When my grandfather passed away, my grandmother moved in with my mother and my aunt, and she kind of, 1 month we'll stay with one family and 1 month stay with the other family. So we no longer meet at her house, so that tradition kind of passed. But now when we all get together for Christmas, no matter what house it is, we've decided that we're going to do the white elephant gift, which you would think would be kind of impersonal because it's a really junky gift, basically.
something you find in your closet or in the basement or, yeah.
But actually, it has made us all much more involved with the gift opening process. It's much more fun. We all have a great time, and Christmases are actually really memorable because of this one ridiculous game that we play.
Now, with the white elephant gift, is it something that you pick out specifically for a certain person, or does it kind of go into a mix and gets moved around? Or
well, for example, last year, what did I give? I found an old pair of these Indian slippers that my grandmother had given to me because she had made a donation to this Indian foundation somewhere in Washington. And they sent her slippers, and she thought that I, for some reason, would like these slippers. And
I'm sure they were very comfortable.
They were very interesting. I don't know if I'd ever wear them out of my house or if I ever had an outfit to wear with them, but they were different. And so I wrapped those up, and that became my gift for whoever ended up picking that package. And the way White Elephant goes is that you wrap your gift, whatever uh-huh. gift you might find, and you can pick a gift, because everyone sits in a circle. Then the first person gets their gift, they open it up, and then the next person can either choose to pick a gift or steal your gift if they like it. Because some gifts are actually really kind of funny. And, you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure. So we've had many fights over who gets which white elephant gift. And It's kind of funny.
But we have a similar tradition in my family. We try to disguise the gift. Try to disguise it, like make it look like it's something that would be junky or something like that. But then there's a gift card hidden inside it, or you know, the highly coveted gift in our family is the homemade fudge that one of my aunts makes every year, and so it's somewhat disguised as well, and so people fight over that as well. So I hear what you're saying about the white elephant gift exchange being a tradition that we've been doing probably for in our family probably about 10 years now or more, maybe more. And it's been fun. So it seems like everybody's traditions, favorite traditions usually are centered around holidays or especially Christmas. That's what I'm hearing so far from most of the staff is that the holidays and usually their fond memories are their favorite traditions are from the holidays, especially Christmas. Who in your family or maybe outside your family has influenced your faith the most? Maybe it was a family member, maybe it was a friend or a teacher or somebody. Who influenced your faith the most? We'll start with Jenny.
Well, I have to say my grandmother on my mother's side. Well, it's probably a tie between both of my grandmothers, maternal and paternal. Both of them have passed away. One went before the other one years before. But I know my dad's mom used to come and get us and take us to church. And my mom and dad didn't really take us to church a lot until later when my mom started taking us. But my grandmother always wanted us to go, and she always was an example. She always did, you know, she had us learning scriptures and things like that. But on my mom's side, we were probably closer to that grandmother. And I would say she was more like a mom to me, but she was she had such a kind spirit, and she loved everybody. And as a result, my mother loved everybody. So here I am trying to save the world, too. And I have come to the conclusion that I can't, but I still love everybody. And I think that that really influenced me. But my mother's grandmother, my great-grandmother, played a big part, too. And we had her until I was about 13. And to me, that's a blessing. And I watched her be a true Christian as far as I watched her read her Bible. I watched her go to church. I watched her take me to church, too. And she would want us all to go. And everybody would have an excuse, but I would be the one to go. But I think that she's the one who taught my grandmother to love. And I think that that's very, very important. And that's what I teach my kids. And my daughter said something one year at Mother's Day at a tea we were having at church. And she said, everybody had to say something if they wanted to about their mom. And my daughter, both of them, said pretty much the same thing that I taught them to care about other people. And I thought, wow, I didn't know they got that. I hoped. But I didn't know they had gotten that. So it really meant a lot to me. So tradition carries on.
Isn't it interesting how much of a role grandparents play in our lives? And it's kind of a, I guess maybe sometimes we take it for granted, you know, as a given that, you know, they're a part of our family. They're our parents' parents, and they're always the ones who usually spoil us and that sort of thing. But how much they play a role in teaching us about Jesus and passing on the faith. It was just had an interview just recently with Dr. Bankson from USC, and he talked about that. He did research in that, a really long study on that, and how key grandparents are. And somebody else mentioned that in an interview from the KFUO staff as well, that their grandparents played a key role, especially grandmothers. And I guess if we look at, you know, the example of Timothy, Lois, his mother and grandmother were key in teaching him the faith as well. So, Mary, who has been most influential in your faith and life?
I would say it would be my mother and my grandmother. My mother raised four children, and she said that there were 3 years where it was very difficult. And she didn't know how we survived, actually, in those 3 years, because just financially we're having a little bit of difficulties. And she said that she prayed every day and took us to church and made sure that we were, you know, a good family, a good Christian family that followed what the Lord wanted. And she would pray for the Lord to provide, especially in these three particular years. And somehow every month when the bills came, she was able to make this amount and was able to actually put food on the table every evening. And but she was very persistent in every week. We'd go to church, learn about God, learn what he's done for us and how we should serve him. And she was quite an influence on me. So
your mom was very much so an influence. Now, you mentioned your grandmother as well.
Yes, my grandmother also took care of us. When my mom had to go back to work for a while, she took care of us, and she was very dedicated to the Lord. And she, as a little child, I just remember thinking, as she prays to the Lord, this is obviously someone who's very important. This is what I'm thinking when I'm little. But I could tell that she loved the Lord, and the Lord seemed to love her, because it just, everything seemed to work out. I don't know how to explain that any better. But
so God provided, and you saw that, and as Grandma trusted in God's provisions.
Yes.
Well, what a blessing. It is cute. You know, it's so nice now to sit back and reflect and see how grandparents and parents have played a key role in teaching us about the Lord and his love for us, and how he provides for us. Now, you both mentioned that you've been at KFUO. I know, Jenny, you said you've been here over 24 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mary, I don't know if I asked you how long you've been with KFUO.
I believe this May will be 5 years.
5 years. Very good.
It's 5 years.
What about, we'll go back and start with Jenny. What do you like about being part of the KFUO family? And I use the word family because we're a lot like a family. You know, I think Joni mentioned we have our ups and downs. We all have our individual challenges. But what do you like about being part of the KFUO family?
Well, it is a challenge at times. What I've learned is to be flexible. When I came, I could not type. And now I type over, I don't know, probably 90 something words a minute, and that's because Joni kept giving me stuff to type, and I kept saying, oh, I don't type, and she kept saying, oh, you'll be fine. So she encourages me, and it is like a family. You know, one person will say, we're gonna let you do this, and what they mean is, we need you to do that. And you conform to it, and you find out that you're more flexible than you ever thought, which my mom always told me, you can be anything you want to be. And I was dumb enough to believe her. Then I got older and I realized, just because she said that doesn't mean it's so. But it didn't stop me from trying new things. So coming from, believe it or not, being a very, very shy person, to be able to even sit behind this mic, it's you know, I've learned that, you know, with family is the people. Family are the people that you spend time with, and I spend most of my day here at KFUO. But I think what I learn most, what I take away from here, and what I like most about working here, is that we can be who we want to be here. You don't have to come in and pretend you're somebody else, and even though I wouldn't dare be as loud as I am at home, we don't have to do that here. But I've learned that people are people. I've met all kinds of different people, people who are now presidents, who weren't presidents when I met them. I think one of the people who really touched me since I've been here was Dr. Jean Garten, and she used to be the speaker for Lutherans for Life. And I remember the last child I had was 10 years younger than my other ones. And I remember being kind of like, wondering, what in the world is God doing to me? You know, how can he let this happen? And she had come in to do a program that used to be on KFUO, Speaking of Life. And she had, Joni had gone to lunch with her and told her that I was having a baby. And she left me a beautiful note, a beautiful note that I still have. And I've called her to thank her about it in the last couple of years. He's 17 now. So I've treasured that note all this time. And she was telling me how old she was when she had her baby. And that she was, I think, 40-something, and I wasn't that old. And I was thinking, oh, my goodness, she's still alive. You know, she lived to tell it. But it gave me the courage to be able to go through it, and she told me that it was going to be okay. And believe it or not, that was the easiest baby I ever had. I didn't even have to potty train him. God was faithful. And really, he's one of the better children that I've had as far as being manageable. He's very different. He's very different.
The secret's out. Your family's figured out who your favorite is now.
Well, they keep saying it to him anyway. They already thought that. But so I just rub it in and say, you're right. It is him. No, but it's not. But I just thank God for the different relationships and learning, being able to see people being people. Mm-hmm. And that means a lot to me. I love people. And even if I'm not involved with them, I like to watch people just to, I can pretty much tell a person's character by how they act. And a lot of what they do tells the story of who they are. And, just like family, you either like that one or you don't like that one, or you think I'm going to watch her or I'm going to watch him. But you love them all the same. So.
Uh-oh, now I'm concerned that she's figured out my character based upon how I write my emails.
But I have never worked at a place this long, and I have never worked at a place where I got along with everybody. And a lot of times, I told Buzz the other day, when you first came, I didn't like you. When I first did, I said, did you know that? He said, no, I didn't. I said, well, I like you now. I mean, I was honest, but he just kind of laughed about it, like, whatever. So we're a family, and I appreciate that.
And you do, whether you have differences or not, you learn to work together and you learn to like each other when over time, especially when, family is those are the people you see at O Dark Hundred. And that, right. That's what we're doing here. We're here at, early in the morning, and you're my partner in crime here first thing in the morning to get things started with his time. And so those are the people that you see. And at those hours of the morning, whether or not you've had your coffee really makes a big difference, right?
It does. It really does.
Mary, tell us a little bit about, tell us about what you like about being part of the KFUO family. You've been here for 5 years now.
For 5 years. And I think Jenny said it pretty well. The people here are, you get to know them and you get to know what they're like and who they are as a person and how their faith interacts with their work and with their relationships, and you get to know them, and it's really wonderful to get to know these people.
And you probably get to know the listeners as well a little bit, especially through the donors and that sort of thing. Talk with them, some of them on the phone. I hear you having conversations next to my desk all the time talking.
I do. I have a lot of wonderful people who call in and share stories with me about how KFUO, either the people or the program or the subject that they talked about, really affected their life and how it's changed them and brought them closer to God or closer to understanding. And I get a lot of those stories. It's very refreshing and wonderful to know that what we do matters and means something.
To hear that when we're at work at bringing the good news, our job is to be the messenger of good news, to bring the good news of Jesus to people, to listeners around the globe. And so when you get to hear that from listeners that, that they're hearing this good news and that it's touched them and now they're responding and calling you or emailing you and giving that response, I'm sure that gives you motivation to get up and come in and see that big old stack of work on your desk in the morning. Now, in addition to donor care, coordinating donor care, you also manage a lot of our information that goes out in social media, like Facebook, and a lot of information on the web as well. How do you manage all of that?
It's a lot of time management and figuring out what needs to be done right away and what can be timed out and planned out a little more.
So that we can get the word out to our listeners about what's coming up on the air, or you also help coordinate the archives of all the programs as well, so that if a listener hears something live on the program, they can go back and download it and listen to it later on online as well. And that's key too for our listeners having access to that, because maybe you're listening to the program today live and you want to go back and hear the story all over again. Like Jenny's family is going to go back and listen to it over and over and over again, right?
Yes, we do archive all of our programs. In fact, we just got all of our programs on iTunes as well. So for people who have smartphones or iPhones, all of our programs are now up and running on iTunes that you can get and download.
Very good. Excellent. Well, that's good news to hear as well. Mm-hmm. Well, this wraps up our time together today. So I want to say thanks, Jenny, for being my guest in studio today.
You're very welcome.
And Mary Schmidt, thanks so much for being my guest today on
Thank
Faith
you,
and Family.
Andy.
Stick around for more Faith and Family. We'll be right back after this break.